Warning. Warning.
This stream contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised.
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
One angry New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show, determined to piss the world off by shoving a mirror in front of society's face. He kicked them in the balls.
What are you? Who are you?
This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Crotch Shot Radio Show.
This is not a test. This is a broadcast transmission.
We're going to stay on the air.
And now, and although we be, although we be.
Prepare for the new world, the new world order, bitches. Oops. Oops. The new world order is coming at you. Yo, welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. Today, I'm gonna be addressing some issues. Been going through a lot of forums. Like to give a big shout out to Created. Created is a fucking spammer, yo. He freaking got this, got the article about Luke, with the records all out there on, like, thousands of forums. And I'm, like, reading some of them, and there are a plethora of fucking lazy ass scumbags. See, these are the same people that like to call me lazy for naming the show the Crotch Shot, naming this show the Crotch Shot Radio Show. And, oh, he doesn't go by his real name. Why doesn't he even go by his real name? You know what, idiots? Okay, here's, I'm gonna release it. I'm gonna release this info right now. I'm not gonna give my last name. But here's a clue. My first name is Luis. The Spanish, you know, Spanish version, you know, Luis, Louis. Oh my God! Jesus Christ. He's like, you don't go by your real name. Last name is B. You know, is that's just, I go by B-E-E, but, you know, it's just, the first, the initial of my last name. That's it. You know. So yeah, I'm really hiding the truth about myself. Oh my God. So anyways, yeah, just reading some of these comments, I'm going to respond to them because, you know what, they're just, I mean, more prominently the Jack Blood forum and the, and also the David Icke forum, because, I mean, those two places, I guess, have a bunch of morons in there that really either read a book by the judge a book by its cover, and, or they just don't want to look into shit. So, but again, a big shout out to Created. Mad props to Created. Mad props to everyone here on Irritate the State Radio. In fact, if you are listening on the recording, be sure you catch all the shows live on irritatethestate.net. Bunch of fantastic shows. We got Donna Van Meter on Damn the Midday. We got Zombies for Equality on Saturdays. We got Irritate the State News during the midday as well, at 7. We got Irritated After Hours Saturday nights. You know, we got a whole bunch of shows. Just come check it out. Just check out the schedule on irritatethestate.net all the time. I mean, it's you know, we got a bunch of sick shows. We're not like every other truther network. So, yeah, if you are squeamish with words and you don't have a... how you say, well, if you're listening to this show, then, you know, you're not going to have a problem with all the other shows on the rest of the network. If this is your first time listening to the Crowd Shot Radio Show, first of all, thank you for listening to the Crowd Shot Radio Show. Hopefully you stay and become a loyal listener and hopefully listen to all the, again, all the other great networks on Irritate the State. Other shows, I said networks. In fact, we got some new shows coming down the pike, man. It's gonna be fucking fantastic. Again, not like every other truther show, because we truly believe in freedom of speech. We don't hold back. It's all uncensored. You know, if you can't handle that, you know, fine. But please, please don't think because we say fuck shit and cunt and all that and make fun of things and we get offensive. Don't think that, oh, well, that means you're New World Order. No, that's just lazy thinking. Lazy thinking. Anyway, so let's get to this. The first comment here on the Jack Blood Forum, he posted the whole article. And someone says, I honestly think no one gives a shit. And that's from Drunk and Disenchanted. Whoa, Mr. Disenchanted. Then why are you even posting on the Jack Blood Forum? I'm just assuming, why do you even bother doing research? If you even do research, why do you want to educate yourself? Why do you listen to Jack Blood if you don't give a shit? If you just don't give a shit, why even involve yourself in this movement? Why even try to, do anything? No one gives a shit. Okay. And thank you for speaking for all the people in the world. So, there you go. Someone commented on that comment, says, and with a site called Crotch Out Radio, you wonder why Internet Conspiracy Radio has absolutely zero credibility. You know, and first of all, that's a lie, because, hey, there are plenty of other truther shows that do that. Crockshot Radio, again, just reading a book by its, judging a book by its cover, means a kick to the crotch, kicking the issues in the nuts, going after the establishment, and taking them down with a swift kick to the nuts. It's a full frontal attack. It's not pornographic. But you know what? People don't want to see that. People don't want to see past that. Again, laziness in this movement. Just laziness. Created also, he comments, Crotch Out Radio, it kicks the issues in the balls because being excluded for asking questions and demanding answers means you're COINTELPRO. That is true. According to We Are Change New York, if you ask questions and demand answers, you're COINTELPRO. According to Luke, and everyone shuns you because this movement has become nothing. Nothing but a fucking cult. Nothing but a fucking, basically another religion full of dogmas. We're not true. The 9/11 truth movement is not about truth seeking. It's more like a fucking social club going along with the crowd and not shaking the boat because, you know, anyone that's different is obviously COINTELPRO. Oh, you're COINTELPRO! You're COINTELPRO! Really? Really? Just straight up fucking laziness. I mean, there's like too many other truthers that just fucking sicken me. They curse like sailors, but, oh, well, you don't sound professional on the radio. You need to sound professional. Why? Where's the fucking, why is there a fucking rule book with everything? Why does everything come with a fucking rule book? Oh, you can't do this, you can't do that, you can't do this, you can't do that, or else you won't have any credibility. I thought it's about the fucking truth. If you're able to back up your statements, I thought that's what gives you credibility. I mean, at least that's how I thought it was. Oh, well, you have the proof? Oh, you're able to cite sources? Boom, you got credibility. You haven't lied not once? Boom, you have credibility. Oh, no, well, your show is called Crotch Out Radio. You have no credibility. And you know what? Seriously, who are these motherfuckers that give out or take away credibility? Who are these scumbags? I'd like to know. Apparently there's something going on with the chat. People are not able to come in for some reason. If you're listening and you can't hear the chat, refresh. Try refreshing. What's the web address to the ITS chat? Hopefully someone puts it in the chat room and I'll just read it off. We got my favorite listener, Louis Sucks. Thank you for listening. My biggest fan right there. So anyways, moving on. Next. and someone says, or just fucking stupid, 5 years behind the times, breaking news, Richard Gates proves 9/11 was an inside job with a pair of Twinkies and a spork to 20 burnouts listening over the internet. What? Oh, really? So this 5 years ago, everyone knew Luke was stealing? I mean, come on. I mean, I think it's safe to say that I really don't cater to the choir. Or at least I don't try to cater to the... Well... Thank you, created. Yeah, that's what it is. It's like, fuck the truth. Fuck the truth. Here, so in AD, so does this mean 9/11 was not an inside job? I'm scared. Hold me. You know what? Seriously, and I don't get how they juxtapose, saying, oh, well, since Luke's a thief, that means 9/11 was an inside job. I'm not saying 9/11 wasn't an inside job. I'm not saying that there wasn't any chicanery with 9/11. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that the government was correct about 9/11. Of course not. Far from it. But you know what? I'm tired of these fucking lazy-ass cowards. They're cowards. They don't want to look at the evidence. They don't want to... They think that anyone that talks bad about their heroes is obviously a debunker. Which I actually made the argument, debunkers are not bad people. Not all of them are government agents. In fact, most of them are probably not government agents. They just don't believe that 9/11 is an inside job. And a lot of them have a lot of compelling arguments where, and that's another problem with the 9/11 truth movement that I have. They don't evolve. The information doesn't evolve. You come out with your own research, it doesn't, you get shunned for it. Like my friend Glenn from We Are Change New Jersey, he does his own research, and he tries to post it on truthaction.org, and they just, they shun him, and they threaten to ban him. Say, oh, you're a no-planer, you're this, you're that. Labeling, and in fact, wrongly labeling on top of that. So what the fuck is that about? It just, this shit really gets me sick. Sick. That it's really, it's the same shit. Tweet Jones is the same shit over and over for 10 fucking years. Lou, screw the truthers. Yeah, you know what? At this point, I think yeah, because you know what? They are not really truthers, though. They're not. Because if they were really truthers, there wouldn't be any dogma. The dogma, no freaking religious aspect to the 9/11 truth movement. Treating people like Alex Jones, Luke Rakowski, like they're the fucking second coming of Christ. I mean, and this is a real serious issue. We have a leader of a major 9/11 truth group, not some dude from Podunk, stealing money, proven to have stolen money. Proof, we got proof. All the calculations there. Look, take a look. In fact, let me go and see how many people have downloaded the records. The records that they were hounding me, hounding Bush crime family, hounding Dallas. Oh, how come you didn't release the records? How come you didn't release the records? Well, we released the records. And you know what? I would say conservatively about 300 to 400 people came up screaming, well, we're the records. If you got the records, shut the fuck up. All right, we got the records. How many downloads? 72. 72 people have downloaded these records. Yet, the other people who probably haven't feel they could give an educated reply to this. Oh, man. You know. Yeah, you know what? Squeak Jones has a fucking point. Hey, guys, I got an idea. Let's go protest around Ground Zero in black shirts with Luke Radzinski and Alex Jones again. Because it worked so well the last 10 times. Yeah, you know what? You have a point, Tweak. Because there is no change in tactics either. You think the new... I mean, we do the same thing over and over and over and over and over again. And I'm not saying educating people, going out on street actions and handing out pamphlets is wrong. In fact, it's still necessary. It's still relevant to educate other people. We got to bring the truth to other people if they're not going to see it for themselves. Some people don't even have the internet. You give them... But a lot of people have a fucking DVD player now. You give them a DVD player, they put it in their computers, they put it in their DVD players, they watch, they get educated. You're planting seeds. But, I mean, there has to be a change in tactics. Going around, you know, saying, 9-11 was an inside job. 9-11 was... 9-11, cover up! 9-11, cover up! You know what? There is no change, and there needs to be a change in tactics. Look, for all you nerds out there, okay, the New World Order is like the Borg. They want to conform everybody. They want everyone to be nice, good, cookie-cutter people, so that way they're easier to control. They want them to be, they want to have a hive mind. They want you to be workers. Non-thinking, stupid workers. Here we come, we start, you know, here we go, we start handing out DVDs, we start waking people up, we start confronting people. You know, that only works about for so long. That only works about for so long until, like, the Borg on Star Trek, they assimilate, they become immune to your attack. So that way you have to keep calibrating your weapon, you need to keep calibrating your form of attack. Yeah, let's yell at Rockefeller's brick walls that created. Yeah, let's all do the same fucking thing, slamming our heads up against the wall, really not making any real change. And I'm sorry, we haven't changed shit yet. Yeah, we grew. Yeah, there's a whole bunch of people that have woken up. We're waking up a lot of people. Yeah. All right. What prison is Rockefeller in? What prison is Bush? What prison is Obama in? Where are they? Are they locked up? No? Did we stop the agenda? No? What do we do? Exactly, Paul Goodman. It's just like a war. You have to backstep sometimes and go another route. Yes. You have to always come out with a new strategy. You always gotta have to come up with new tactics. A new form of attack. You gotta learn how to flank the enemy. Yeah, we're not doing it. They're not doing it. We're not doing it. Nothing. Nothing's happening. And some people, you know, they're just giving up. They're giving up because, A, you know what, they're starving. They need to get to work. Fine, you know, you need to get to work. But if we were effective, a lot more people will be getting energized and staying in the fight. More people will be coming in. And again, I'm not talking bad about, you know, going around protesting. Fine, yes. But can we try something new? And you know what? I haven't thought of anything new. I mean, because... I don't know. I don't know yet. I'm thinking of a new way to do it. In fact, I'm probably am doing something the new way how to do it. You know? I'm not Alex Jones. I don't sound, oh, hello, this is, I'm a professional and shit. No, I'm not. I'm a normal human being. You're all normal human beings. Really, the thing is, you guys got to start being real with yourself and stop trying to act like something you're not. Because the moment you start acting like something you're not, you're going to make a mistake because you're going to think, oh, well, how should I do it in this style? How should I do it? No. Do it like how you would do it, not like how someone else would do it. And there's too many people trying to tell other people what to fucking do in this. Again, with the fucking, you know... Louis B., by going after Luke Rakowski, you're diverting attention away from the CFR and Building 7. Oh, okay. You mean no one know? You mean you guys don't know about CFR and Building 7? Oh, well, the CFR is the Council on Foreign Relations, and Building 7 fell down in its own footprint by barely any of the falling debris touching it. But it's kind of surprising that a building that was the furthest away from the buildings came crashing down, and yet the Millennium Hotel, which was directly across the street from it, only sustained some damage to the fact that it needed to be held up by wires, but now it's still standing. They fixed it, and it's still standing to this day. Huh. Really? You know, how's that work? See, I covered it. I cover all issues. Diverting. You're diverting attention. You know, I mean, come on. Everybody thinks this is a separate issue. I don't think of this as a separate issue. I think it's all done because I truly believe that Luke is playing the game. It's Luke's controlled. You know, he probably doesn't know he's being controlled. He just knows, hey, you know, I'm getting all this fucking attention. Oh, really? I could take the money I make and fucking put it, and I don't have to tell no one shit. Oh my God. And you know what, I'm always, and this is probably like the 10th show me just bitch slapping the 9/11 truth when we're trying to wake it up, trying to start it back up again. And I'm just, it's really getting really fucking, you know, slamming, it's really getting fucking, you know, frustrating. It really is. It's like, you don't see it? Oh, well, no, we're just going to ridicule you because you're going up against our God. The answer to 1983 is 1995. Yeah, you know, we all heard that joke. Anyways, on to the David Icke forum, which... shit, dumb fuck pissed me off. I mean, there's some hope in this one. First comment, not good if it all checks out as true. True. Money is the easiest way to discredit someone. You know, I think there's more... The intelligence in the David Icke forums is higher than the ones in the Jack Blood forum. And you know, I like Jack Blood. I like Jack Blood a lot. So please don't take this as a slight against Jack Blood. Even though Jack Blood, you know, me and Jack Blood said something that I didn't like, but, you know, c'est la vie, you know what I mean? Money is the easiest way to discredit someone, and the worst way to discredit someone, too. Money is meaningless. Why stress yourself over it so much? I have no idea about how Weird Changes run, and to be honest, I could care less because I am not a follower of theirs but at the end of the day, if this guy started this movement, and this guy runs this movement, and works on it full time, then I don't see anything wrong with the guy using the money as his wage. You know what? Okay, let me answer that before I finish. Where is that voted on? Again, if this was an agree, if Luke was honest, we said this last week, if Luke was honest and we, you know, voted on, okay, you know what, you work on this full time, you don't have time to get a job, you need to feed yourself, you need to, you know, yeah, take a salary. There's nothing wrong with that. That's ethical. I mean, no one can tell you shit, really. It's like, all right, well, you're taking a salary. That's not the point. The point is, he was secretive about it. This is supposed to be a leaderless movement. He was lying. He was caught using the money for his own personal gain. If that was the case, okay, why can't other truthers go to college on We Are Change New York's dime? And you know what? And that's another misconception. And it just hit me. Me, Pat, Dallas, Jabba, Kurt, we're talking about We Are Change New York City. We Are Change New York City. We're not talking about, oh, We Are Change Chapters. We're not bashing We Are Change Chapters. Luke does not have control of all the We Are Change Chapters money. In fact, the funny thing was how it was supposed to be, and this is from my own first-hand knowledge. In fact, We Are Change New York was supposed to collect money for all We Are Change Chapters, and then the We Are Change Chapters were supposed to ask Luke how much money they need, and Luke would have sent them the money. That's how it was supposed to work out. It was supposed to be one big-ass fund for all chapters, so that way people just donated to one entity. That's why they got so much money, because that was what it was. And then Luke started saying, no, put your own chip in it. No. Denying people funds. Luke, can we get money to buy flyers? Luke, can we get... Nope. This is just for We Are Change, New York. Translation, this is just for me. Anyways, let me go back to this comment here. People get derailed from any movement, true agenda, when they start speculating about money. Well, this is not speculation, my friend. I mean, again, more people, they just don't want to look at the evidence. They don't look at the evidence, but they comment on it. How do you not look at something, but like, oh, I'm just going to comment on it. A four-fucking-paragraph statement. Yeah, tweak, Lucas, Alex Jones's biatch. You know. And again, I hardly think an ex-girlfriend's motives are going to be entirely innocent. It doesn't matter what Sabrina Rivera's motives are about the records. The records are the records, black and white. I don't care if she was drenched in blood. And she had, she just killed babies. Well, actually, I do care if she killed babies. I would have called the cops on her and be like, hey, thank you for the records, but you're going to jail for killing babies. But that's just me. That might be a weird thing to do in your religion, in your culture. You see someone drenched in blood and they go, I kill babies. You know, you might not want to call the cops on them, but that's on you. But me, I call the cops and have them arrested, hold them down and wait for them. And like, officer, she killed babies and she was drenched in blood and shit. But thank you for the records. So that's a moot point. A lot of fucking moot points. A lot of fucking straw men. But anyways, we're going to be taking a quick break. And, yeah, man, we're just going to continue breaking down these comments. Feel free and start, you know, inviting people here. So, I mean, and also, also feel free and help donate to Irritate the State, and please donate from my patronize my sponsors to help the Crotch Shot Radio Show going, because we don't ask for donations. I mean, well, I don't ask for donations, so, you know, I nigga gotta eat, you know what I mean? So, yeah. If you guys want in, feel free, hook me up, call me on Skype. We'll be right back. This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show.
Battle and shake the foundations of the world order. Assembly line, consent, resist, refuse, inform, create, direct, love, once to the trenches, suit up,
would you consider that torture? Absolutely torture.
You do?
Absolutely. I mean, that's drowning.
Independent voters are now the biggest proportion of our electorate.
This is going to be a public relations, trust your government and your health officials, public campaign.
Smashing through the left-right paradigm, it's the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. Listen live at TalkShoe and check out our blog at www.crotchshotradio.com.
You are listening to Irritate the State Radio Network. Delivery.com, the website that provides fast and easy online ordering from restaurants and caterers in your neighborhood. Some of the benefits of Delivery.com: save money with exclusive restaurant specials, no more busy singles waiting on hold or rummaging through piles of menus. Discover new restaurants and merchants in your neighborhood. Earn points on every order, which you can redeem for prices. Sign up today. Place an order with Delivery.com today and get 1,000 free delivery points. And exclusively for Crotch Shot Radio Show listeners, enter promo code TCSR69 for an additional 2,000 bonus points. Only from Delivery.com. Do you like to smoke but hate the health effects? Well, now there's an alternative. Introducing the ProVape 1. The ProVape 1 is proudly made in the USA and features a larger battery than traditional electronic cigarettes. More battery means more vapor and longer smoking enjoyment, with 8 to 10 hours of use on a single charge. The ProVape 1 brings out more flavor out of the smoking juice. Get your ProVape 1 today at tinyurl.com/provape. Starter kit costs $125. That's tinyurl.com/provape. That's tinyurl.com/provape. Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern on irritatethestateradio.net. The truth has just gotten hotter.
Believe it or not, you can get a professional custom logo designed for under $50. Logo Nerds provides small businesses affordable logos custom made to your specifications. And satisfaction is always guaranteed. The Logo Nerds banner on CrutchShotRadio.com and get a logo done for $27.
Anyways, it looks like Louis Sucks is acting like an ass. Whoever Louis Sucks is, but he, you know, he's listening to the show. He's I guess he's one of my most loyal listeners, so thank you all for listening. I mean the joke's come on! Really? Them fucking pricks always fucking with me. I fucking was plugging ITS and this is how you repay me? Fuck, man, I fucking donate. I fucking donate to ITS and I still can't. It's Crotch Shot Radio, not Snot Mop. Fucking asshats. Crotch Shot Radio Show. Fucking, yeah, nothing. I don't get nothing. I don't get nothing. You know. But I'm... So, God. You know, and again, this is further people not reading. So who's pushing this? Not even the author's name on the article. Well, scroll up, stupid, and open your eyes. Louis B. Bush crime family, Hijaba, and created. Yep. There you go. Those are your authors. Oh, man. Yes. Here it is. Clint Guile says, if true, it's unfortunate, but karma will do its job. Not to worry. Ego is a powerful emotion, and it will take power of anyone who deals with it. Yep. There you go. Someone commenting on money is the easiest way to discredit someone. I think the point of this is people were donating to We Are Change as an organization, expecting their money to be spent on things like travel, equipment, DVDs, etc. But it was actually spent on Luke's tuition fees. The problem, the people who raised this within We Are Change were kicked out and accused of being COINTELPRO, when if it all was in fact bollocks, should have been proven wrong. They had to go to the extent of getting the bank records to prove themselves. Unfortunately, people even within the truth movement can't seem to rise above dogma and question themselves or their leaders. Thank you, Source of Truth. Thank you. Vundabar. Yes. Quoted for truth. Oh, wait, it's going to pro.
There's like a glimmer of hope surrounded by a sea of assholes, a sea of fucking oh, Luke, let me suck it, you know, come on, you know, they like slurp on his fucking knob. And, of course, someone doesn't read and doesn't ask questions. OmniSense says, how do you get access to someone's private bank account? Someone, please tell me that. Well, we didn't get access to his private bank account. We got access to his records. His ex-girlfriend, Sabrina Rivera, gave them to us. That's how it happens. A fair question, if it's true, then it's pretty serious if the money wasn't spent as intended by donations for a specific cause. Also, how the hell do you people get access to someone's account records anyway? Again, I mean, it's the further. People just don't read. They don't read. Which, hopefully, when we get this video out there, this will sting. It will sting. because people are going to watch it, and, you know, videos are a lot more powerful these days. Because, again, people don't read. So you have to, like, show it to them via video. Like, here it is. Here it goes. You know. So here, the safest way to donate is donating to yourself. Make flyers yourself. Make DVDs yourself. That way you know that the money is going to good use. This is what happens when you rely on others to do your work for you. If everyone took this approach, we'd be in a better position than we are now. Yes, Mike the Punk on DavidIke.com forums. On the David Icke forums. Thank you. In fact, if you guys want to call in, you know, just add me on Skype, Crutchshot Radio. Now some random Puerto Rican. Thank you. Yeah. This is the random Puerto Rican show, where every day we get some random ass Puerto Rican to host the fucking show. Yeah. Fuck it. Oh, man. I get no respect in this network. I'm like the fucking Rodney Dangerfield of fucking ITS right now. I get no respect. In fact, rest in peace, Rodney. Oh, man. You know, the Infinity says, if this is true, it doesn't surprise me whatsoever. After all, Alex has ran money bombs for 3 years straight. He claimed the first two would go towards a TV show. They never did. These truth of people are running a business, and they are scamming a lot of people. Yes, they are. fact, all right, next we're going to the third page. Got the third page. I am seriously just going in there. Mr. Robert Paulson, he says, take a look at Louis B's Facebook page. There's lack of truth or friends on his buddy list. It's a shill. Of course, they find my personal Facebook page, but they don't look at my Crotch Shot Radio page. Yeah, no, they don't do any investigative reporting. Yet they expect me to do it. But you know, seriously, why do you want to be investigative reporters if you do all this work and they don't look at your fucking research? Why don't they fucking look at your fucking research? It's like, oh, well, then, I mean, they're willing to jump on you if it's not complete, but if it's complete, concise, A, B, C, D, all in a row, they don't read it. They don't give a shit. No one gives a shit. They want you to work, but they don't want it. It's like they want you to fuck up so that way they can ridicule you for doing something that, because you didn't do something that they themselves wouldn't do. Again, further hypocrisy in this movement. I mean, it's hilarious. And, so Mr. Robert Paulson, a.k.a. Created, says, because you're CointelPro, Louis. Luke's worst nightmare. Okay, a little better. A little better, thank you. You know, you must not know them. A pretty nasty one, getting a hold of someone's bank account info and then uploading it to the net isn't exactly a small matter. Yeah, actually exposing fraud should be punishable by death. Yes, Create. It should be. I should be killed. How dare I go against Luke? He's a god. If you know what, if Luke falls and he fails, then there's no reason the movement falls if he falls. Complete fucking bollocks. And you know what, before we actually turn this over to the Attorney General, which they have done jack shit, so which is why I'm voting for Paladino tomorrow for New York State Governor. Because Cuomo should not be, shouldn't be running. No, I am not a god. Are you a god? No. Then die! Thank you, James. I got writers now. I'm getting me some writers. Oh, man. Yeah, it's weak. You know what? I'm really starting to hate truthers myself. He's like, I give up, Lou. Screw them all. Yeah. Tweak Jones, what? You vote Jimmy Rent is too damn high, McMillan, or die, Lou. Well, then, you know, fuck. Jimmy McMillan is just a fucking clown. I mean, that's the thing. I mean, they, the New World Order or the establishment, whoever you want to blame, they flood these elections with, you know, these people. Yeah, they tell the truth, but they're so fucking cartoonish. It's like you can't really take them seriously, and they're just. But to a nation of people that are just so fucking starved for entertainment. They want to be entertained. Here we are now. Entertain us. You know. I mean, come on. They'll just pick the cartoonish. We got Jimmy McMillan with the fucking 1920s black man's handlebar mustache. We got a fucking a prostitute running for governor. We got some... actually, is Jan Johnson still running that man-hating feminist bitch from We Are Change, New York? Yeah, there's this chick named Jan Johnson, she's running for governor. I actually don't know if she's running for governor. If she's on the ballot, I am seriously, I'm going to film myself saying, oh, there's Jen. I'm voting for them. I'm voting against her. Even if the... And you know what? This is how much I hate feminists. And I know I'm going off on a fucking tangent of all tangents right now. I'll come back to my point. This is how much I hate fucking man-hating feminists. Because I remember actually her telling me that she's afraid of men because we are all inherently rapists. We're all genetically rapists. That's why she's afraid of men. That's why she doesn't date. And this is what she told me back in 07. So I'm like, wow, really? Just basically quoting that other bitch. I fucking forgot her name. Well, all men are rapists. Now she's running for governor. You think as a man, it's in my best interest to elect this bitch, even though she's a 9/11 truther as well? First chance she'll get, she'll try to screw men over. Fuck the Constitution. Be like, I'm afraid of men. They all need to die. Sign a bill, and all men are dead. Fuck the Constitution. New York State law says. Jimmy is Chef's dad. Oh. Yeah. Oh, man. You know, it's... So anyways, back to this. So yeah, I'm voting for Paladino because I really, you know, he might be a scumbag, but at least, you know, I'm not going to be, at least my vote isn't going to go to fucking Cuomo, who doesn't fucking deserve it because he didn't do his fucking job. He fucking protected people from illegal shit. Yet they shit on Spitzer. They both shit on Spitzer. So what? He got a fucking blowjob from a hooker. He didn't use New York State money. He was doing his job. He was actually fighting corruption. He went after freaking, what's it, Bank of America, which is a very powerful enemy, apparently. Yeah. So, you know, that's one thing. Anyways, here, back to the David Icke forums. The Final Frontier says, there's this very simple lesson in all this. If it is the case that Mr. Rutkowski has pilfered from publicly donated funds for his own personal use, this comes as no surprise. I have learned from my own experience that anyone who takes a moral stance against corruption is the very individual you need to watch most. No one lives outside the economic system, which in and of itself is corrupt to the core. There is an old adage that you become what you focus on. If you believe that you are somehow above corruption, watch out. Once you are corrupted, you are an asset of the NWO, so welcome aboard, Luke. No one is above fraud, especially a wee boy like Luke. True. And now here's Idiot of the Day, or Cunt of the Week. Actually, nah, he's not Cunt of the Week. Let me be nice. He's Idiot of the Day. Idiot of the Day today is, okay, people, a little more background to one of the people hurling accusations at Luke. Louis B. is one of the most obnoxious regulars on American Freedom Radio. He is a regular on American Freedom Radio show, Freedom Files, which is why I never listened to that show, knowing that he is going to be on there with his obnoxious comments. But I don't curse on James' show, because I know I can't curse on James' show. I control myself. In fact, Louis B. is so obnoxious and bothersome with his stupid prank calls that Christy Psycho Babe has banned him from calling in on her AFR show, Truth Brigade. That's a lie. I just called in today and outed a fucking psychic. I listen to AFR because Jack Blood is on there. I understand that, well, he probably hasn't listened to AFR in a while because Jack Blood is no longer on American Freedom Radio. I listen to AFR because Jack Blood is on there. I understand that many people on AFR, including Jack Blood himself, are anti-Alex Jones. That also includes Louis B. I suspect that these accusations hurled at Luke have more to do with the anti-Alex Jones sentiment at AFR than any ill intent on Luke's part. Again, someone who hasn't looked at the fucking paperwork. I had you on, and yeah, I've only been on Freedom Files, which, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to listen to Freedom Files, he's actually going to be doing a show tomorrow for, from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, so go to American Freedom Radio and listen. You know, it's, Freedom Files is on Monday through Friday, three to 5 p.m. Central, which is 4 to 6 Eastern, on American Freedom Radio. Definitely check him out. He's one cool cat. So definitely check him out. If nothing else is coming on Irritate the State. Oops. I hope James has archives. Does James have archives? Oops. I'm a bad show host. Anyways, I also find, back to the comment here. Let me send this link, because I'm getting... the check's in the mail, says James. Alright, back to this comment from M-Tex. I also find... I also find the idea of someone taking over finances pretty ridiculous. Taking control over finances pretty ridiculous. What did Luke hold the gun to the heads of other Weird Change chapters? No, you moron. Again, you don't read. You're a fucking stupid idiot of the day. I'm talking about Weird Change New York's finances. Just Weird Change New York. Weird Change New York. Weird Change New York. Not Weird Change as a whole. Not every We Are Change chapter. We're talking about We Are Change New York. As for changing the donation display from Chippin to PayPal, I would guess they did it because PayPal is so popular. Not in order to hide anything. You know what, idiot? In order to use Chippin, you have to set it up with a PayPal account. But at least there's a Chippin gauge. There's transparency. But I don't know why. I mean, Chippin was so popular. Everyone still uses Chippin. A lot of people still use Chippin. Like, here, this is how much we collected. You know, how's about some transparency? So, M-Tex, it seems like you're not for transparency. And again, you go, quote, We Are Change LA. We're talking about We Are Change New York. If you get a chance to listen to this episode, if you're listening to now. Also, how can a Weird Change chapter ever get kicked out by another chapter? When a chapter prides itself on being leaderless, on not... you know what? Again, yes, that's a good question. How did Weird Change Latino, how did Weird Change Norwich, how did Weird Change Northeast Pennsylvania get kicked out? Why did Weird Change Colorado leave? Why did they break ties with the main chapter? Why, when you go to the WeAreChange.org, you go on chapter by chapter on their little map there, where most of them are down. Most of the sites that they have there, they don't exist, but they're still there. Who kicked them out of where? When you are dealing with an organization structure that claims no center to begin with. That's right. That's a lie. Because you know what? Luke's the leader. Luke is the leader. He is the leader. There is no leaderless movement. There's none. It's not a leaderless movement. There is a leader. I had to be the leader because no one wanted to take... You know what? No. He kicked people out without a democratic vote. He's like, I told Louis B. he couldn't be a leader. Really? Who the fuck is he to be telling who can be a leader, who cannot be? If there's a leaderless movement. Yeah, he goes on the radio, he's like, I told Louis B. he couldn't be one. Really? Fuck yourself. You're not a leader. The only people that follow you are the ignorant and the foolish. Believe me, I have sympathy for people who get kicked out of activist organizations for asking hard questions about finances. And you know what Chrissy's always said? You know, if you want to get kicked, the easiest way to get kicked out of a organization is to ask about the money. So, again, another comment from MTex. I don't know how many people on this forum have actually bothered downloading the PDF that Mr. Robert Paulson linked up to. I have, and actually spent some time studying it. Here are some thoughts and questions. Wait, hold on. Rupert wants in, I guess. Oh, oops, we got 5 minutes left to the show. Damn. Yeah, guys, we got 5 minutes left to the show. We got the Behind the Curtain with Jabba is up next. That, stay tuned, listen to him. He has a fantastic show. And then after that is Time for Hemp. And after that is some kick-ass metal. So keep it locked here on Irritate the State. And yeah, man, thanks for listening. Again, we're on iTunes, Zoom, Zencast. You can download the shows for free. Feel free to go to crutchoutradio.com. You know, hook up with, you know, subscribe to the RSS feed. You know, tell your friends and family because I'm always updating this shit every day. And also, I'm actually looking for help updating it. You know, whoever wants to bring some news and post it up, or if you like to write stories and, you know, you don't got time to, you know, promote a fucking blog and you just want, you know, definitely, you know, if it's cool, you know, all right, just let me know. Or if you just want to help post articles, I have a whole bunch of articles that always need posting. So definitely hook me up, email me, crutchoutradio@yahoo.com or crutchoutradio on Skype. And yeah, we can discuss it. So anyways, back to this. We got 4 minutes left to the show. First question. I, too, like some other forum members, would like to know how the Crotch Shot Group were able to obtain documents which look like they are private nature. We got it from Sabrina Rivera, his ex-girlfriend. She gave them to us. The Crotch Shot Group alleged that Luke has pilfered a total of more than $85,000. I would like to know how they reached that conclusion. Again, if you would have done all the addition to the records, the chipping records. In fact, we did the tabulation. It totals over $97,000. It's too convoluted to determine on my own how Crotchout Group achieved that particular number. Again, okay, you add all that. Third, in relation to my second point, from looking at the PDF, I noticed that there are a lot of large cash withdrawal where these included in the calculation of the cash. No, that came from, again, calculating the amount of chip-in from the chip-ins. And I find it rather incredulous to suggest that the cash withdrawals all ended up in Luke's own pockets from him spending on his own personal finances. After all, it isn't the truth movement itself that activates people protest the cashless society by using cash instead of digital money card. All right. Here's the thing. Where's the money? I mean, again, we got more records. I mean, perhaps we should have just released more of them showing, you know, some of the money went to go where it was supposed to go. But a lot of times, the money was made out to cash instead of check. Or, in fact, some of them were, you could call Chase Bank and ask him this question. Some of those cash withdrawals were made to a check to himself. But anyways, we got, oh goodness, we got how many seconds? Okay, we got a few seconds. Anyways, like to thank everyone for listening. Come back tomorrow at 10 o'clock. Same bat time, same bat channel. This is the Crutch Out Radio Show, Monday through Friday, 10 to 11 p.m. on Irritate the State Radio Show. Good night, everybody.